Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Dal of Masechet Bava Basra. Some of the topics we learn about include several applications of Cheskes Kinyan, one who makes a chazakah to acquire land that he bought from someone, or the land of a ger who died and his land became ownerless. The two requirements for a chazakah. She'asa tikkun b'karka b'yadayim, one must perform an action that improves the land, and bo'isa tikkun yeh miskaven l'shem tikkun kedei lahatzik, his intentions must be specifically to improve the land. The machlik is Rav Shmuel regarding the effectiveness of a chazakah in nichsi hager. Rav holds, kivin sheikish b'makar shechet kanakula. If a person dealt one blow to the land, the chazakah acquires the entire field. While Shmuel holds, lekana elamokah makush bavad. The chazakah acquires only its immediate area, but not the rest of the field. Shmuel's halachav nichsi oivit kechav marin kimidbur kalamachsik behen zachah behen. If a non-Jew sold his land to a Jew who paid him money, but he did not yet transfer the shtar, the deed, to the buyer, the land is considered ownerless, and if someone else makes a chazakah, he acquires the field. Because the non-Jew removes his ownership from when he accepts the money. And the Jewish buyer does not acquire the field until he receives the shtar from the non-Jew. Therefore, before the buyer receives the shtar, harehin kimidbar b'chalamachzik ben zachah ben. The field remains ownerless, and anyone can make a chazakah and acquire the field. The contradiction from Shmuel's other statement of dina de machusa dina, the laws of the government that do not contravene the Torah are halachically binding, and the malka omar lelikni ara ela biigarta. The government rules that the sale of land is not finalized until the seller transfers the deed to the buyer, and until then the non-Jew still owns the field and it does not become hefker.